In praying, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words." This passage from the Gospel of St. Matthew has been used by Protestants and even some Catholic critics to condemn the praying of the rosary, whereas they argue the frequent repetition of a single prayer goes against the teaching of Christ in the Gospel and is therefore not in accordance with the teaching of Scripture. What's more, for those of us who pray the rosary regularly, seemingly endless repetition of Hail Marys might seem pointless. Why do we have to say so many of them anyway? So how can we answer then this all too common objection, the criticism that praying the rosary is equivalent to the babbling of pagan prayers, especially if we ourselves might have been losing our faith in the power of the rosary? Well, Bishop Sheen, for one, has given us the answer to the objection, this objection and criticism. Once, after he had finished giving a marriage preparation course, a class, a Protestant woman who had been attending the course with her Catholic fiancé approached him after the class and said, "I would never become a Catholic because you Catholics say the same words over and over and over again when you pray the rosary. And anyone who repeats themselves is not sincere. And so I would never believe anyone who repeats themselves, and neither would God." To answer this objection, Bishop Sheen simply asked the woman if her fiancé loved her. She said, "Well, yes, of course. But how do you know this?" he asked. "Because my fiancé told me," she said. "And what did he say?" "He said, 'I love you.'" "And when did he last tell you this?" "About an hour ago." "But did he never tell you this before?" "Why, yes," she said. "And what did he say?" "He said, 'I love you.'" "But never before?" "My fiancé," she stressed, "tells me every night he loves me." "Well then," Bishop Sheen said, "do not believe him. He is repeating himself. He is not sincere." Now, this little story shows us that the repetition of the Hail Mary while praying the rosary is not mere babbling. Rather, it is the deep expression of our love for Mary. And for this reason, Pope Paul VI once stressed in an encyclical that the rosary demands a quiet rhythm and a lingering pace. And if the rosary is prayed in this way, it is capable, he said, leading us to the heights of prayer. It might seem difficult for us to understand, though, how a prayer which uses so many words could ever lead us to the kind of interior silence needed to reach the heights of prayer. Well, this is possible because the rosary acts like a kind of background music. It can help us to meditate more deeply and on the major mysteries connected with the life of Christ. And so just as Gregorian chant and some kinds of classical music can calm our soul, making it possible for us to think more clearly and to pray more deeply, so too the praying of the rosary can have the same effect both on our body and our soul, but on a much deeper level. And for this reason, Pope St. John Paul once pointed out that the praying of the rosary is the ideal means by which we can come to contemplate the Christ of face, the face of Christ in Mary. All families then should renew their resolution during this fest to pray the rosary daily, or at least weekly, or at least a part of it. if they are not already doing so. As Father Peyton, great apostle of the Rosary, once put it so famously, the family that prays together stays together. So the importance of praying the family rosary as often as possible cannot be overestimated. For in a world where the family is attacked as never before, the family must pray together as never before. And there is nothing better designed to cement family relationships than the frequent praying of the rosary. Remember, Mary herself told us at Fatima in no uncertain terms through three shepherd children, not just once, but six times on six successive occasions, that we were to pray the rosary every day for peace in the world and an end to war. So we can be certain there can be no peace, indeed there will be no peace, either in our souls or our families or the world at large, unless and until more people pray the rosary more often with greater zeal and devotion. So today, let us recommit ourselves to praying the rosary as often as possible, because it can protect us from the greatest and the most deadly of spiritual evils that we could ever expect to face. In fact, St. Louis de Montfort went so far as to say that even if we are on the brink of damnation, even if we have one foot in hell, even if we have sold our soul to the devil, sooner or later, we will be converted. We will amend our life. We will save our soul if we pray the rosary every day. But the rosary is without doubt the key to gaining Mary's powerful help, guidance, and protection. And once we have been placed under her protective mantle, we will be shielded not only from the greatest of moral and physical evils, but also from the combined hatred of all the devils in hell. For never has it ever been known that anyone who has fled to implore the help of the Blessed Virgin Mary, fled to her protection, or sought her intercession, was ever left unaided. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.